The story of Nandanar, the original story of Nandanar, is found in both the Tamil Periya Puranam and the Sanskrit Shiva Bhakta Vilasam. The devotee Nandanar was one of the 63 Saivite saints who, though born in a low caste family, attained the feet of the Supreme Shiva by his singular devotion. His story was adapted into a play by Gopal Krishna Bharati in the 19th century. In this play, Nandanar sings plaintively, "Ayya, meta kadinam, umadadimai, ayya, meta kadinam." It is very difficult indeed to explain. Sri Muruganar, Bhagavan's great devotee, adapted this into composition Atmavidya to read, "Ayya, adi sulabam, anma vidhai, ayya, adi sulabam, lo, very easy is self-knowledge, lo, very easy indeed." This was the Pallavi refrain of the composition, and the Anupallavi sub-refrain composed by Sri Bhagavan stated that the self is indeed so real that compared to it, a fruit in one's hand appears unreal. We are pleased to present here the original story of Nandanar from the Periya Puranam. The translation has been done by R. Rangachari and is published by Sri Ramanashramo. The famed city of Adanur was situated in the region of Karnad, well watered by the river Kollidam. On the outskirts of this place, amidst his fellows of the lowly class, lived Nandanar, deeply devoted to the glorious feet of Lord Shiva every conscious moment. He subsisted on the grant given to him by the town residents for doing the usual services. He was indeed unmatched in his love for the Lord, who has the crescent moon for his orbit. His thoughts were ever pure and did not stray into other paths through forgetfulness. He failed not in the customary duties and services that devolved on him by birth in his class. To all the neighboring shrines of the Lord, bearing the sharp trident, he gave the hide to cover the drums and the thorns to fasten them tight, and the strings for the veena and the yar played before the Lord for his worship. Apart from these offerings, he would stand outside the gateway of each shrine and sing and dance in great devotion. Once he betook himself to Tirupungur, overcome by the love of the gracious feet of the Lord there, Sivalokanathar. The image of the great bull Nandi in the temple obstructed his view of the Lord within. So great was his longing to behold the Lord directly from without that the Lord made the bull step aside and let him have the desired vision, thus earning the grace of the Lord, who pilots all souls across the sea of births and deaths. He adoringly left the shrine with the leather thongs dangling across his back, and seeing a hollow nearby, made of it a tank to be useful to the devotees. Then he circumambulated the temple in the right way, prostrated himself again before the Lord, bade him farewell, and returned to Adanur, his heart dancing in joy. In due course, there arose in him a great longing to behold the Lord Attilai Chidambaram. The first night he could not sleep, but in the morning he thought that it would not be proper for him, born in the lowly class, to behold that Lord close, and he resolved to abide by the Lord's will. Still, his longing grew apace each day. He began to say, "Well, well, I will set out." When he could not endure this any longer, he started on the road and reached Tillai. He hoped that the bondage of birth would be destroyed, like dust caught in the blaze of the Lord's grace. Reaching the outskirts, he beheld the sacrificial smoke rising to the skies from within the city and the cloud-kissing tops of the mansions. Straightaway, he remembered his lowly birth and was afraid to go nearer. "There will be the hallowed 3,000 servitors of the Lord within, with the smoking altars in each mansion. How can I dare to cross those courtyards?" He stood by the high walls of the temple city and began to skirt them, all his limbs and heart melting in love for the Lord, his hands stretched high in adoration. Circumambulating the walls night and day, despairing of ever beholding the Lord of the Blue Throat from his courtyard, Nandana fell asleep from sheer weariness. Even in his sleep, the thought of his lowly birth was uppermost. The gracious dancing Lord now chose to allay all the sorrow of his devotee. With a gentle smile playing on his lips, he appeared to Nandana and spoke, "To get rid of this birth, you may enter the flaming fire and emerge hallowed in the company of those wearing the three-stranded sacred thread." At the same time, the Lord commanded his high servitors to arrange the fire. All the 3,000 gathered before the Lord of the assembly in great fear and resolved to do his bidding. With overflowing regard, they approached Nandana and exclaimed, "Oh, Master, we have come here unto your gracious presence to prepare the fire both for you at the Lord's behest." At these words, the great devotee sent out a heartfelt adoration, exclaiming, "Ah, I have been saved." The high servitors chanted Vedic hymns. The fire was lit outside the southern wall of the temple. Knowing this, Nandana went around it with the Lord's feet firmly planted in his heart. He lifted his hands in adoration and, meditating on the dancing feet of the Lord, plunged into the flames. Straightaway, he left off the common illusory body and emerged a hallowed sage with shining sacred thread and matted tresses, looking like Brahma himself seated on the lotus. The celestial drums beat a thunderous roar. The heavenly denizens broke out in glee and showered the Kalpaka flowers on Nandana. All the sacred servitors of Tillai too folded their hands in adoration. All other devotees were beside themselves with joy. Then the sage, who had come to be known as the devotee who would go to the Lord on the morrow, Thirunale Povaram Marai Munivar, approached the inner precincts to adore the Lord, first worshipping at the Grand Tower in godly company. In the presence of the Lord, he suddenly merged in the divine form, and no one could see him thereafter. The high servitors were amazed. The sages broke out in praise. Thus did the Lord, out of his grace, cut asunder the bonds of all karmas of the devotee and made him delight forever in the bliss of his lotus feet. Nandana, the film. The movie titled Nandana is a classic of the Tamil devotional genre. The movie was released in 1942. It was produced by S.S. Vasan, with the lead role of Nandanar played by Dandapani Desikar. This film was viewed by Sri Bhagavan at Ramanashramam on September 2, 1946, during the Golden Jubilee celebrations. This was the first viewing of a motion picture by Sri Bhagavan, as well as for many of the devotees present that day. This film has been recently posted in its entirety and may be seen on Sri Ram Mohan's YouTube channel, Part 1 and Part 2. With the help of a generous friend, English subtitles have been added, allowing a wider audience to revel in the profound devotion of this great saint, Nandanar.